Hey guys, welcome back to another math podcast episode. This is your host, Priscilla Romero, and today I am going to teach you about chapter 2.5, factoring x squared plus bx plus c. Now, if you don't remember, or if you haven't watched last week's episode, which you should, factoring a trinomial is when one side of an equation is a polynomial in factored form and the other side is zero. So like we did in last week's podcast, that we had to solve 2x, x minus 4, find its roots. Now there is a formula which is x squared plus bx plus c. And for example, I'll use an example in my notes. X squared plus 10x plus 16. Now to find its roots, which is the answer, or factor out the equation, you have to find two numbers that multiply to 16. So once you find its greatest common factor, then those numbers, you will try to add them to get 10 in this example. So let's say we have 16 and some factors of 16 is 8 and 2. So 8 times 2 equals 16, 4 times 4, and 1 times 16. So now once we multiply them and equal to 16, you will try to add them. So 8 plus 2 is 10, 4 plus 4 is 8, and 1 plus 16 is 17. So out of all of these, 8 and 2 equal to 10, which is here in the equation x squared plus 10x plus 16. So that is basically our roots or our answer. In parentheses, you will put x plus 8 and then in another parentheses, x plus 2. And then that would be our roots for x squared plus 10x plus 16. So our second example is factoring x squared plus bx plus c when b is negative and c is positive. So in our last example, we had to factor x squared plus bx plus c when b and c are positive. So, which is x squared plus 10x plus 6. And then in our second example, we're going to factor out x squared minus 8x plus 12. So it's going to be tricky because we're going to have to find factors of 12, positive and negative, so that negative 8x can have its negative symbol. So some factors I wrote down is 3 and 4, x and 2, 12 and 1, negative 6, negative 2, negative 3, negative 4, and negative 12 and negative 1. So now we're going to have to add those factors so we can get negative 8. So 3 plus 4 is 7, 6 plus 2 is 8, but it's positive 8, so we can't use that one because it doesn't have the negative symbol. So we continue, which we have 12 and 1 equals 13, negative 6, negative 2 equal negative 8. So this one we could use because it has its symbol, which is negative 8, the negative symbol. And we are going to use those two numbers, negative 6 and negative 2, to get our answer. So in parentheses, x minus 2, and then second parentheses, x minus 6. Then our last example is going to be factoring x squared plus bx plus c when c is negative. So example 2, it was when b was negative. But now in this example, c is going to be negative. So our last example is going to be factoring x squared plus 4x minus 21. And again, it's going to be tricky because we need to find numbers that multiply to negative 21, but add up to positive 4. So some factors of negative 21 is negative 21 and 1, negative 7 and 3, 21 and negative 1, and 7 and negative 3. So negative 21 plus 1 is negative 20, negative 7 plus 3 is negative 4, 21 minus 1 is 20, and then 7 minus 3 is 4. So Our last one, 7 plus negative 3 is 4. We could use that one because 4 is positive. And our answer is going to be in parentheses x plus 7, another parentheses x minus 3. And that is it for 2.5 factoring x squared plus bx plus c. Now I am going to change up a little bit my podcast and I am going to give pun of the week. So this is my pun for this podcast. Why did the bird go to the hospital? To get treatment. So once again, thank you for listening this week's podcast, Factoring X Squared Plus BX Plus C. I hope you guys understood and enjoyed the podcast as well as the pun of the week. I hope you guys stay tuned for next week's podcast and pun of the week. Thank you and bye.